Okay, and it's a story that Jesus told, and it's all about a farmer and this sowing these seeds. Now, I've got my sower's bag here, okay, just like you saw the guy in that clip had. So I've got my bag ready to catch my microphone and to try and go sowing. But I need some seeds. Do you know where the seeds are? Have you got?
No.
No, you haven't got the seeds. Rob, have you got the seeds?
No.
You haven't got the seeds. No. Can you have a look around? There must be somewhere. Look under your seats. I can't remember where. It's been a busy morning. Have a good look. Did I leave it under any? Oh, I could have left it somewhere. But they're about this big. They're nice. They're good size packets. Good size packets. And there might be some up there as well. Have a look around under the seats, that sort of thing. Have we got any? We've got some. Oh, brilliant. Bring it forward or pass it to someone else if you don't want to bring it forward. Thank you for that. Brilliant. Okay, I've got one. That's fine. I'll pop that in there. That's brilliant. Otherwise, I can't tell the story if I haven't got any seeds, have I? Brilliant. Thank you very much. Any others coming out? Oh, brilliant. Can you bring that down for me? Could you do that? Or throw it and poke someone's eye out, as has been suggested. No. Don't carry it down. Bring it down. It's their fault. I'm being led astray. Brilliant. Oh, we've got another one as well. Bring them down. So I've got my sower's bag, like you saw the man. We're gonna put them in here. So I'm gonna tell the story, like we saw that man. Okay, when he was sowing. Okay, so if we gather the seeds, packets over. Brilliant. Thank you very much. I'll put that in there as well. Thank you very much. Excellent. So right, I've got my seeds. Let me just open them up a second. I'll just make a little, get some seeds out of them. So I've got some. There we go. Right, I've got some seeds. Okay, so I can now tell the story of the sower. I want to go. So Jesus, okay, when he tells this story, he's sitting by a lake. Okay, he's sitting by a lake with his disciples, with some of his friends, and other people, and he tells them this story. And Jesus often told stories to communicate and tell a message because he wanted to try and share a point to teach people something. And so he told them this story about this farmer. Okay. Now, we sung Old MacDonald earlier on. If you could be a farmer, what would you grow? If you could grow anything, what would you grow? Potatoes. Nice, good stock answer there. What would you grow? Carrots. Peas. These are all good, really. Coffee. Oh, yeah, nice bit. Right at the top there. Corn. What would you grow? Nice and loud.
Wheat.
Brilliant. See, I think if I was a farmer, I'd want to grow things like pizza and chips and you know. Anyway, no. If you're a farmer, what kind of animals would you have on your farm? We've obviously had a number this morning. What kind of animals would you have? If you could have any animal, what would you have? Chickens. Excellent. What would you have? Pigs. Oh, wonderful. What would you have? Lion. See, that's my kind of farm. I'd want an elephant on my farm, personally. I mean, I think chickens and all those things are great, but I'd like a lion or an elephant. So anyway, so this farmer, okay, so he goes out to sow his seed, okay, and he throws out some of it, okay, and it lands along the path, as we saw in the film. As it's sitting there on the path, the birds swoop down and gobble it up, and it's all taken away. And in many ways, that, Jesus says, is like those who hear his message, but don't quite understand it, and it's almost kind of snatched away, and they forget it, and it's gone. That's the first bit. Then he gets the farmer, remember, he gets some more seed, and he throws it out somewhere else. This time it lands on all the rocky places, okay, where there's not enough soil, okay. And so it begins to spring up. And it looked really lovely, didn't it? It looked like it was really amazing corn or whatever it was growing. But then actually it withers and it dies because there's not enough soil to help it grow. And Jesus said, this is like those people who hear his message, but actually when time gets tough and they can't really cope with it, it just kind of, it just withers away. So that's the second time. The third time the farmer gets some seed, and again, he throws it out around him. And it lands among some thorns. And as the plants begin to grow, and they look like they're going to be again, actually the thorns grow up around them and they choke them and squash them. And so the plants can't actually grow and can't actually produce any fruit. And Jesus says, this is like those who hear the message, but the worries of life, when things go wrong and the concerns kind of get too much and we're all a bit scared, and we kind of forget it all. So then the last time, the fourth time, the farmer gets some seed. And again, he throws it out. Only this time it lands on good soil. And this, Jesus said, is like those who hear my message, take it on board, and seek to live it out. And if we think about what Jesus' message is, I believe it's the fact that Jesus loves us. I think that's Jesus' message, that he loves us so much that he would die for us. So every time we do something wrong, we get in trouble, and there are we might I get put on the naughty step if you're kind of an adult or that sort of thing, you know, or that things happen because we do something wrong. Well, Jesus said, actually, I will pay you the price for everything you've ever done wrong, and actually, if you want to ask for forgiveness, then you can be my friend. And that's the message that Jesus shares. It might mean that I need to start doing some things that I haven't been doing before. It may mean I need to stop doing some things that I've been doing that I shouldn't do anymore. But there's that bit in the verse, if you read it, in Matthew, it says, Jesus says, whoever has ears, let him hear. And it's a challenge for us, I think, as to whether we're going to hear the message, the good news of Jesus, the fact that he wants to be our friend and know us as we go through life or not. I'm going to say a prayer and talk to God. God, I want to thank you for the fun that we've been able to have here today. I want to thank you that you want to know every single one of us, however old and grey and wrinkly we may be, however small and cute and full of life we may be, and wherever we might fit in the middle, that every single one of us is special to you. You love us, and I pray that you will help us to accept and to that gift of love that you have for us. Amen. We're going to sing again in